So, just two ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. So the first is more on, you know, the first part of the daf, the case of a nitan, and then the second ha'ara will be something a little bit light that touches on today's daf and the chulu. That is, so the topic of the majority of the daf was the Mishnah daf chaf dalet on the days. The Mishnah discusses a man that's chashud. He's chashud that he was mezana with a woman. And the Mishnah mentioned the resha and the seifa. The resha was where the man was nitan, he's a chashud on a shifcha or on an oivedes koichavim. And then the shifcha was nishtacher or the oivedes koichavim was niskaira. He wants to marry her. So the Mishnah says, "Areza lo yichnois." He's not allowed to marry her. The imkines, and if he marries her, emaytzim miyad. If this man was chashan on an eches ish, and then her husband divorced her, then areza lo yichnois. And if he gets married to her, afa pishakines yoytzi, the halach is going to be that he's going to have to get married. So yesterday we talked about the first part of the Mishnah, the Gemara did, and today the Gemara discussed the second part of the Mishnah. I want to revisit the first part of the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah is Hanitan ala shifcha v'nishtachra oy alo yvedes kechavim v'niskaira hareza lo yichnois. The halacha is that he's not allowed to get married. And the Gemara said, why? Why is he not allowed to get married? So the Gemara said, because it says a pasuk in Mishlei, which is the theme of today's daf as well. Right now, people are spreading rumors that this man was mezana with this oivedes kechavim, this non-Jewish woman. If he marries her, he's going to give credibility to the rumor. And being that he's going to give credibility to the rumor, it's for that reason we tell him that this is not something you're allowed to do. This Mishnah, not surprisingly, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Evin Ezra Simin Yud Aleph Sivkot and Hey Paskins. Hanitan Mishifcha V'Nachris V'Neskaira V'Neshtachra. If somebody was accused of doing an Aver with a Shifcha, with a Nachris, and now they were freed, or Neskaira, so that he's in a position now that if he wants to marry them, he can marry them. Lo Yichnoi says the Mechaber, Vim Kines, but B'Dievet, if he marries her, Yoitzi, Lo Yoitzi, he does not have to give her a get. And the Mekar is the ratio of the Mishnah on the Chavdalat on the base, and the ensuing Gemara, this is the Mekar to this Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, and this is in Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph Simin Chav Zayin. So he was asked the following question. Now it's interesting. The Shoyel was a Rav. The way Rav Moshe describes him is Rav Echad Samuch Le Pittsburgh. So he lived near Pittsburgh. Now this Shoyel was in 1951. So in 1951, a Rav in a suburb of Pittsburgh, it seems, asked Rav Moshe the following question. He said there's someone in his Kehila that was married to a non-Jewish woman for 8 years. And now this woman was Megayer. His shaila was, is this man allowed to marry his wife now, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? Or is he not allowed to marry her, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? And the shaila was coming from a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masech Tzivam, Staf Chav Dalar Mebeis. The Mishnah says, Hanitan ala shifcha v'nishtachra, oy aloi vedes kechavim v'nisgayra, hareze lo yichnois. Now, b'diyevet, they could stay married, but the shaila wasn't b'diyevet, the shaila was l'chatchila. They're married for 8 years, that wasn't kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. Now they want to get married, b'chupa v'kedushin. And the question that the Rav asked Rav Moshe was, is this okay, could they get married? He's a man that was married to a non-Jewish woman, where the halacha is that if she's nisgaira, hareza lo yichnois, and it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch, heaven has a simin yod aleph of kane. So this is the question that he asks. Is he allowed to get married to her, or is he not allowed to get married to her? So Rav Moshe said, that look in the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Rashi says, what's this halacha of hanitan ala shifcha v'nishtachro avedas kechav v'nisgaira hareza lo yichnois? Rashi says, we're talking about someone that's a chashud. Kaloimar, shetoyan in all of divrei laz. That's why he's a nitan, like a nizik. They're tining on him. They're saying about him that he did an avera. There's a rumor. What's the issue? The issue is after he's going to get married, so now all of a sudden it's going to give credibility to the rumor. So to prevent giving credibility to the rumor, which is an Indian, because so we tell this person, that you shall not go and marry this woman. Zokra Moshe, it's clear that Rashi learned the sugya, that the whole Indian of hareza lo yichnois is because you're giving credibility to a rumor. Rav Moshe said, in your case, it's not a rumor. In your case, it's the news. It's a fact. He's been living with her for 8 years. You're not giving credibility to any rumor by letting them get married. He says, it's possible you can get married. It wasn't the Shaila. He says, the whole Indian over here is because of establishing and giving credibility to the rumor. But over here, it's a nitkan rumor. Over here, everybody knows they've been living together. Nebuch, but this is the way they've been living. So because it's not a rumor, it's Poshet, Halacha, the Mishnah doesn't apply. Over here, it's more Kuladik, ironically. And over here, he says, I raise a Yichlas. You can get married. Zokra, Moshe, but it's not so Poshet. He says, because if you look in the Rishonim, if you look in the Nemuka Yosef, the Nemuka Yosef says that this Halacha of Anitan ala Shifcha, Neshtach, Oya, Alavedes, Kecham, and Eskai, raise a Yichlas, is even if Edom would step forward and Edom would say, we know for sure the Avera happened. So we know for sure that Avera happened, still the Halacha would be a raise a Yichlas. And Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way. Abazoi state in the Nemuka Yosef, and he brings a Raya from a Taisefta. Zokra Moshe, in Rashi's Pshad in the Sugi, it's Poshet, the Shail doesn't even have feast. Aber the Nemuka Yosef says not that way. And because the Nemuka Yosef says not that way, so in the Nemuka Yosef already, it's Mavur, that's not the halacha. So it, now that even when they're Edom, still this is going to be a problem. So maybe there should be an issue. But Ramosha said that it's pasha to him that even in the Mukhi Yosef wouldn't be a problem. He says why? Because at the end of the day, the Gemara says that what's the Inyan? Haser mimcha ikshus peh ulezus sifa saim harchik mimecha. It's all about not making yourself look bad. What do you mean? If they're Edei Toma, so how are you making yourself look bad? Everybody knows that anyways. The Teretz says just because they're Edom, that walked into Beis Din and testified that this man was Mezana with this woman, it doesn't mean that the whole world knows. It doesn't mean that it's Mefursim. It just means that it's not a rumor. It's a fact. Be'enei Beis Din, it's a fact. Be'enei Hamakim, it's a fact. But Be'enei Abriyos, it's still not a fact. And it's for that reason the Gemara said, don't get married. Because if you're going to go in and get married, now you're going to be Mefarsimit. And there's an Indian not to be Mefarsimit Avera. He tells to a Gemara, Yuma Peva, but the Gemara said, if someone does an Avera, don't be Mefarsimit. Ashrei Adam Kisui Chet, right? It's always praiseworthy not to go ahead and to be Mefarsimit your Averas. So, of course, the halacha says that the Mukhi Yosef is going to be true even if they're Aredim. But at the end of the day, it's only because of the fact that even though there are Edom, it doesn't necessarily mean everyone knows. And if it doesn't necessarily mean everyone knows, so therefore there's still an inyan for you to be machasid and for you to not go out and let everybody know. But he says in this case, it's already mefursim. Here, literally everybody knows. They've been living as husband and wife for all these years. So you're not establishing anything. There's nothing happening by you going in and getting married. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael in the world of Hasem Mimcha Ikshus Pelu Zuz Fasayim Harchik Mimecho. So said Ramosha, I believe that even according to the Nemuka Yosef, it's still not going to be brown. But then Ramosha went further and he said there is another Shita Sarishayim, the Rashban the Ritva. He says, if you look in the Rashban the Ritva, they also like the Nemuka Yosef. They learn that the halach of the Mishnah is going to be true even if they were Edei Toma. And they explain that what's the inyan? The issue is because there's a hasim emcha ikshus pelus zus vasayim harchik mimecha that people are going to spread rumors that maybe the geirus of the woman wasn't a true geirus. That's what the issue is. That maybe her geirus wasn't a real bona fide geirus, and therefore don't go ahead and do this because people are going to spread rumors on the geirus. But Ramosha said in this case he doesn't think it's a problem either because the Rashban the Ritva were talking about when they were mezana and now all of a sudden they want to get married. So now you're going to tell me people are going to say she never really wanted to be married. This man was married to her for 8 years. He doesn't seem to have a problem being married to her even though she's not a Jewish woman. So what are people going to say? They're going to start spreading rumors. Oh, she must have done a geirus, a conversion, so she can marry this man. They have a family. They've been living together for years. So that can't be the taina. So Ramosha said, I went through all the Rishonim, Rashi, the Mukhi Yosef, the Rashban, the Ritva, with his incredible koich, that Teir Ramosha, it's poshet to me. It's not even a shaila. There is no issue. This couple can get married. The halach of the Mishnah, Reza lo yichnois, is not going to apply. But then Ramosha told the Rav in Pittsburgh, he said, but there's one thing I do have a little bit of an issue with. He says, your Shiloh, which is, could they get married? Could they not get married? The Mishnah, Yevamos Chavdal and Amabez, I have no problem with that Mishnah. It's Lechatchila. It's Kenegra Mishnah in Shas. It's Kenegra Sivkot in Shulchan Aruch. But for that, you have to be Ramosh. He says, Poshet. It's not the same thing. And in this case, you're not a Nitan. You're not a Choshud. You're not just Edei Toma. They were married. Once they're married, it's very, very different. Of Ramosh, I'll tell you what I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the Geiris. He says, every Geiris, he says, it's very darkest thing. And you have to make sure that the person's being Makabal, Torah of the Mitzvahs. And he says, I don't know, I'm not comfortable. He told the Rav Bekitzi he wasn't comfortable with him presiding over this Geiris. That was what he told him. And he gave him a few reasons. One of the reasons he told him is not Shaykh. He said, because a ger has to be mekabel ol Torah v'mitzvahs. So he says, this woman is being megayer, right? What's her hasaga of Torah mitzvahs? Probably her husband. Right? Sounds like she's his mentor. She's his Rebbe. He says, no, what kind of Rebbe is he? A man that lived with a shiksa for 8 years? He's the Rebbe. So probably in her mind, what does it mean to be a Yid? Oh, to look like my husband. Oh, he's a good Jew. He says, this guy is not a geiris of Kabbalah's mitzvahs of being like your husband. Pissed off, fartige guy. So that's not going to be a geirus. So Moshe said, the geirus is something that I'm not so comfortable with. So he says, you want to know your Shiloh, the Sivkan Shulchan Aruch? I got no problem with that. He says, I just don't know. I have to make sure that there's going to be a good geirus. So he told him that in the city of Pittsburgh, there's Gedolim, there's big Rabbanim there. So he told him, go to Pittsburgh. He says, you go to Pittsburgh, you'll find the Chashev Rav, and over there, let someone over there preside over the geirus, and if you find someone there to preside over the geirus, that's where it's going to be okay. Now, the truth is that, you know, Pittsburgh, once upon a time, was an Ir Ve'en B'Yisrael. It was Mamish. This is 1951. It was Mamish in Ir Ve'en B'Yisrael. You know, yesterday we were talking about Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeichet Tzadik, V'Kodesh Levracha. We were talking about how he was a Sinai, right? Reb Chaim was a great Sinai. We always talk about Reuven Margolis, who was a great Sinai. Right, when you think of Sinai, Rabbi Avadi Yosef comes to mind as being a great Sinai. In 1951 in Pittsburgh, unbeknownst to many, one of the great Sinais of all time was living. He was a tremendous guy, and his name was Reb Zev Wolf Leiter. Reb Zev Wolf Leiter was an incredible Sinai. He was a tremendous Baki, a Hafeldinger Baki. The Welt says that it was Margula Bepume. He used to say that, what does it mean to have a Bekias? Right? Pliny has a Bekias. What does it mean as a Baki? So he says, Bekias doesn't mean that you know where to find things, right? Someone asks you a shayla, so you know where to look and you know where to find things. He said, that's not what a baki is. He said, a baki is someone that's learning a sugi in chosha mishpat. He has a kasha in a sugi in chosha mishpat, and he brings a raya from a rashi in tzfanya. That's what he said. That's a baki. That was Margul Bapume. That a baki is not someone that knows how to find things. A baki is someone that's kola Torah kula wrapped around his head. That was from Zev Wolf Leiter. He was one of the rabbanim that were living in Pittsburgh in 1951. But this is a classic Tshuva's Ramosha. Where Ramosha told him the Ikra Shaila itself, I don't have a problem with. One thing he told him, by the way, is you have to have Havchana. He says you have to wait 3 months. Because the halacha is that if a woman was married and then she becomes an almana, she gets divorced, she falls Liyibum, right? Doesn't matter what the situation was. She always has to wait 3 months before she gets married to somebody else, to be mafchin between who the right, because we're afraid that she may get pregnant, you're not going to know who the father of the child is. Was it the previous husband, was the later husband? So if you wait 3 months and then she's expecting, so you'll know if it's from the first husband or from the, right, like this, everything is going to be clear. So Ramosha said that even though over here it's the same man and the same woman, but you have to have avchana, because once she's megayer, so now if you're not going to wait 3 months and a child's going to be born, you're going to have a shaila. Was the child born fardegeris or was the child born nachtegeris? So for that also you have to have avchana. That's all in this tshuva. But the bottom line is that's the tshuva from Moshe. That's the first part.